KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check high school wrestling scores from around the area last night. Up at Kemper Catholic High School, it was Kemper Catholic downing Audubon 34-21. Kemper Catholic over Coon Rapids Bayard 41-24. Carroll beating Kemper Catholic 45-30. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Audubon 42-24. Carroll topping Audubon 60-6, and Carroll beating Coon Rapids Bayard by a final of 42-22. Also in a three-team meet at AHSTW last night, it was the Vikings beating Abraham Lincoln 45-36. AHSTW also beat Tri-Center 42-25. Abe Lincoln over Tri-Center 48-27. At Logan Magnolia last night, a four-team meet saw Logan Magnolia win over Riverside 66-15. Panthers beat Exira EHK 78-3, and Logan Magnolia over West Harrison 75-6. Riverside beat Exira EHK 54-18. Riverside over West Harrison 72-12. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 36-12. Also at North Polk last night, Creston won twice, beating South Tama 40-34 and topping North Polk 67-10. In girls' high school basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 68-46. It was Lewis Central over Sioux City East 48-27. Abraham Lincoln beating Harlan 48-40. Red Oak over Glenwood 49-39. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Griswold 52-30. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 44-41. IKM Manning topping Tri-Center 66-18. Underwood over Audubon 57-29. And Missouri Valley beat Riverside 59-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 82-40. Glidden Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 56-24. From the Corner Conference, East Mills over Essex 39-30. Sydney beat Stanton 62-19. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Southwest Valley over Bedford 65-33. Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 41-40, and Lennox over East Union 44-30 in girls hoops last night. In boys basketball, from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Abraham Lincoln 64-59, Clarinda beating Shenandoah 44-42, Glenwood topping Red Oak 89-42. It was Sioux City East over Lewis Central 84-60. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Griswold 60-25. Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 55-39. Audubon over Underwood 64-58. Missouri Valley topping Riverside 46-37. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 69-48. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, Peyton Sherdan over Exira EHK 53-50. Glenn Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 64-58. Bouyer Valley over West Harrison 75-37. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Sydney 78-62. East Mills beat Essex 47-40. From the Pride of Iowa, Southwest Valley over Bedford 87-85. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 60-53. Also Lennox in overtime 58-53 over East Union. In college men's hoops last night, the Iowa Hawkeyes have now won four straight as freshman center Luca Garza had 17 points, and Iowa dominated the paint by scoring 52 points in a 92-64 win last night over Southern Utah.
We have a really talented, you know, big man group, and we all play really hard. And just the way we run in transition, when our bigs run and we post up hard, you know, it's hard to just double team the post and transition. You know, everyone's just getting back, you know, and then we're throwing it in. Bigs to bigs, we all shared a ball, and, you know, everyone was just, the ball was moving around, so it just really felt good out there today.
That is Luca Garza, who says the Hawkeyes have made big strides on offense, and it starts with limiting the turnovers.
Doing a good job of taking care of the ball is one of the things we've been stressing a lot about in our practices and in our huddles, and, you know, all of these guys are, you know, really determined, and when they know there's something they're not doing, you know, they want to go out and do it, and I think everyone's, you know, making changes and adjustments.
Iowa's now 7-6. They'll play Colorado in Sioux Falls next up on Friday night in a game we'll have here on KJAN. Also in college men's basketball, third-ranked Arizona State continues the longest season-opening winning streak in program history. They're now 11-0 with a 95-61 pounding over Longwood last night. Number 8 Texas A&M had a tough time with Northern Kentucky before going to 10-1 with a 64-58 victory. Ninth-ranked Xavier beats Marshall 81-77. Wichita State got an 89-80 win over Arkansas State last night. Also, it was number 13 Virginia beating Savannah State 78-47. Number 17 Oklahoma beat Northwestern State 105-68. 20th-ranked Cincinnati 77-49 over Arkansas Pine Bluff. And also, it was Texas Tech blowing out Florida Atlantic 90-54 in top 25 hoops. Iowa State Cyclones close out the pre-Christmas portion of their schedule tonight when they host Maryland Eastern Shore. The Cyclones will take an 8-game winning streak into that contest.
Our focus needs to be at an all-time high. Toughest game to play is always the game before Christmas, more so at home than on the road. And so our focus needs to be about Iowa State, you know, the next 2 days, and then on Wednesday of competing the right way.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who wants to see his team continue to improve.
Where do you want to be in March? The fun part of trying to continue to get better and grow and see how good we can be, you know, and see if we can prove some people wrong and find our way into March. That's what it's about. I want these seniors to have a great year, and I want these young guys to continue to get better. And so that needs to be our only focus, and hopefully we can play well.
Prohm says Maryland Eastern Shore will try to control the tempo in that contest tonight. Well, bad news for the nationally ranked Iowa Hawkeye women. Junior point guard Tanaya Davis will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL in her left knee. Davis missed the final 11 games of last season with that same injury to her right knee. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter.
She is a person that watches basketball all the time. NBA, WNBA, college, doesn't matter. I mean, she's a person that really... You know, it's a part of her life. It's a part of who she is. And I think when those kids suffer injuries like this, it's a little bit more devastating to them.
The Hawkeyes are 11-1 on the season. They'll return to action Thursday, hosting in-state rival Drake. Well, just two women's basketball coaches had earned 1,000 career victories before Tuesday. That number doubled as Connecticut's Gino Auriemma and Sylvia Hatchell of North Carolina reached that milestone to join Pat Summitt and Tara Vanderveer. Auriemma improves to 1,000 wins and 135 losses at UConn as the top-ranked Huskies cruise past Oklahoma 88-64. Hours earlier, Hatchell reached the mark when the Tar Heels whipped Grambling State 79-63. Well, bowl practice is heating up at Iowa, where the Hawkeyes are getting ready to play Boston College in the December 27th Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium. Both teams are 7-5. Here's Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz.
Pretty unique opportunity to get a chance to play in Yankee Stadium in New York. It'll be interesting for the coaches and the kids. I've never been there to the stadium, so that'll be new. Certainly playing in a baseball venue is always a little bit different from a football standpoint. It's pretty unique for the guys. We have some guys headed home, which is exciting. But really when it comes to a bowl game, what's most important, what we as coaches get most excited about, you know, it's like I tell our players usually their least favorite times of year are my favorite, where it's just football.
The semester's over, so Ferentz says the focus is now on the game, which will match a game, which will be a game matching similar type teams. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says junior cornerback Josh Jackson will have a big decision to make after the Pinstripe Bowl. Jackson has to decide whether to return for his senior year or make himself available for the NFL draft after an All-American campaign that saw him tie for the national lead in interceptions.
It's definitely a decision that he's going to have to make with his family and what's best for him. The good thing is he'll graduate in May. I think he has somewhere around 9 to 12 credits left. So I'm excited about that. If he chooses to go, I'm happy for him. I wish him the best of luck. If he stays, it'd probably be our best recruit in the back end.
There are a lot of factors college players have to look at before they reach that important decision. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.